you talked to me that he was someone who had lived in Louisville all their life. And he said, well, you've done better than that. You've lived in one house in Louisville all your life. I said, yes, I guess that's true.
What education do you have?
College education.
Where did you go to college?
Degree. I went to what was called State University here. It was a denominational school. I studied in the University of Chicago a couple of summers, but I did not complete my work, didn't begin to complete it for a master's degree.
Well, did you teach?
I did.
Mm-hmm. What subject?
Well, I started off teaching history and civics. And the beginning of my second year, we needed a Latin teacher. And it had been one of my favorite subjects, and I offered to try it. And I was so successful with it, but after that I had all the beginning Latin classes, as my history classes were dropped practically. But I did continue with civics. I liked government for some reason. So I taught Latin and government for the most part, civics.
Well, now, you taught here in Louisville.
Mm-hmm. I taught at the high school. I taught at Central.
At that time,
Central was right over here, Thank You Magazine.
That's the reason I asked, because mm-hmm. I understand the school, the building as it is now, is only about 4 years old. Is that right?
That's true. They were in a new building. It moved from 9th and Magazine to this site across the street. So that's where Central had been until the new building. They moved from this site down to 12th and Chestnut.
You mean just over here?
Yes, that was Central High.
Wow. It's a beautiful building, right?
That was the home of the Louisville Medical School. Mm-hmm. And the second building, the one, well, I'm not too sure that you can see the stairway now, but I think so. But it's from the streets, from Chestnut Street, not from the back view. That was Louisville Male High School.
Well, now, where is Male High now?
Brook and Breckenridge.
I have some general idea where that is.
Brook and Breckenridge. It moved from over here. They built a building out to Brook and Breckenridge. The alumni practically raised the funds for it. And they built out to Brook and Breckenridge. Well, they've been out there ever since. So I remember all of this, of course. It was quite a different neighborhood to what it is now. And many real estate men have tried to get me to move down to Grand Avenue and other fancy sites. But I told them this was home for me, and I preferred remaining here. The neighborhood may have changed, but I hadn't. And as long as they respected me, that was all I asked. So
it's
I have stayed.
Like a really comfortable.
It is a comfortable. Well, we have, could call it 11, but I generally say 10. 6 halls, 4 porches.
Oh.
And a summer kitchen.
A summer kitchen.
Mm-hmm.
That's something you don't see very often anymore.
This house was built by the man from whom my father bought it as his summer home. Mm-hmm. And I forget where he came from. But at any rate, he didn't want any southern openings. He wanted as few southern openings as possible because he was from the south, at least further south. We don't call Louisville too south, but it is south, of course. Anything south of the Ohio River is south. But he came from a deeper south than this. And the openings are, for the most part, on the northern side of the house.
Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
But it is a most comfortable place. It's delightful in the summer. Most everyone who comes in will say, oh, you have air conditioning? I said, yes, my own. But it's delightfully cool.
It is. I just...
Delightfully cool.